Torch, if memory serves, when you played these guys in New Jersey earlier in the year, a long time ago, you won 2-1. It wasn't a great game. It wasn't a fantastic game, but you got the win. And it was right after you had a practice when you were saying, maybe I practiced them too hard. They're not ready for those kind of practices. Fast forward to the last game against Detroit. Back-to-back, you go into Detroit. Right from the get-go, the puck drops and you've got to go full tilt. Your guys did that. How far have they come in that department, being ready and being able to skate through adversity?
I think they have. I think we're playing faster. I think our practice habits have grown as we've gone through here. It's a really tough thing to improve on your conditioning during the year with so much travel, so many games. But I think we're playing quicker as a team. And I think we've grown a little bit mentally, and just back to we're going to lead the league in 18 back-to-backs this year. It's part of the scheduling. You just get ready to play, and I think we've accepted that, and I think we've done a pretty good job mentally there too.
Your top line continues to be your top performer. Have you liked the way that one night it's Cam Atkinson, one night it's Brandon Dubinsky, the last couple of nights it's been Boone Jenner? But even when the guys that are on that line aren't scoring, they're doing little things to help the guys that are scoring.
Yeah. Yeah, I rely on them for a lot of different things in the game, defensively, offensively, momentum swings in the game, putting that line out there after we score a goal. It's a line that I wasn't sure what was going to happen with it, but I can't break it apart. It's played so well. So quite honestly, in the Detroit, I thought everybody contributed. Wenberg's line played a little bit better. It's a matter of getting some balance through our group, but certainly Doobie's line has been our best line, the most consistent line for quite a while.
You talk about balance, your fourth line. Do you still need to get more out of that line?
Yeah. Yeah. I you see their ice time has been dwindled a little bit here of late. I just want them to make the easy plays. I need to get them to be forechecking more. In spurts during the last two games, they have given us some good forechecking. But we're spending too much time in our end zone where I thought some plays should be made to get us out and just to get some forechecking going. I'm trying to get them 10, 11 minutes a game. Now they're down to 6, 7, 8 minutes. As I always say, they make the decision as far as ice time. They need to be better. They need to be more consistent within the 60-minute game.
One last thing. Is tonight going to be one of those games where your opportunities might be limited? You have to be ready, and you have to capitalize when you get them.
Yeah, this is a good team. Very well coached. They get one of the best goalies in the league. I think that's the backbone of their team has been Schneider. He has played so well. And this is a team that wins a big game against New York. They're in the hunt, so they're coming. So we've talked about patience with our team. This is a very patient team, too. We don't want to open up. They're not going to. They're going to play defense first. So we need to get a good start in our building here and just keep our game simple.
Thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
That's head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.